we have about 25 minutes, inshallah, for the Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, is there any dua to read for a person who struggles to wake up for Fajr despite putting numerous alarms?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ask yourself if you have a flight, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, how come you make sure you are there at the airport midnight, 1 o'clock? Because the importance of that flight is there in your heart, in your mind. You know if you miss it, and then they will charge you penalty. Maybe you have to purchase a new ticket. So all that. So ask yourself if the importance and significance really there, embedded in the inner recesses of your heart and so forth. So ask yourself that. So you will find that we take it very light. First and foremost, majority of the Muslims, they sleep so late, they want to watch the soccer match, they want to watch the movie, they want to play with their phone. And all this, then by the time they go and sleep, 11, 12, 1 o'clock, and then they say they can't wake up for Fajr. They will leave alone tahajjud and all that. True Muslim should make intention of tahajjud. He habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, he da'abu salihin. It is the habit of the devout and pious people. Hadith in Miskah Sharif regarding tahajjud salat. We're speaking of Fajr. People wake up after sunrise and so forth, saying, no, I can't wake up for Fajr. So make wudu and then read Surah Fatiha, read Ayatul Kursi, read the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verses 285-286. The four quls, and the last three surahs. And read Surah Kahf, chapter number 18, verses 107-110. So 107-110. So you will read that and you say, Ya Allah, wake me up, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. This is our practice for 30, 40 years. And it's not Sunnah, but it is Amalul Awliya. The pious people have tried it and it's very effective. Then the last four verses of Surah Al-Kahf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ right till the ending of the surah وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا Inshallah, Allah will wake you up, sleep early. When we were in school, the non-Muslim teachers used to teach us in the 60s, early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. They used to drum it in our heads and in a singing tone we had to say it. Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So remember, Islam taught this 1400 years ago.
A friend is asking, he constantly used to think about divorce, but he didn't purposely do it. He doesn't want to leave his wife, but the thoughts are just there. Is this counted as a talaq?
My brother, you know the surah. What is the surah? Surah An-Nas. And that is the last chapter of the Noble Quran. Yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan nas. The waswasa and whisperings of shaitan. You will find these whisperings coming from Satan, either human being or from the jinnat. So whenever you get all these negative thoughts, then you must read, as Quran says, chapter 7, verse 200, وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغُنْ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ When negative thoughts come, Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, wants to give you a vaccine, an injection, the whisperings, say, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan's aim is what? Chapter 2, verse 102, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِهِ He wants to cause separation between husband and wife. Your marriage is still valid. Read, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. Ya Allah, you create love between me, husband and wife. Oh, the wife, then wife and husband, if you get all these doubts and whisperings. And keep on reading Surah, chapter 25, verse 74, رَبَّنَا خَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ عَيُّنَ Ya Allah, grant that such spouses and such children and progeny that are the coolness of the eyes, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will cement and enhance your marriage and remove all these doubts and suspicion and whisperings, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to wear shorts which are just above the knees under the kurta?
Not permissible. Tomorrow, if you have to meet the president, prime minister, you have to go and meet somebody important. How will you dress, my brother? 10 times you will look at yourself in the mirror. Am I dressed respectfully? Do I look smart and so short and so on? Yeah, we are going to go to the masjid just now, to the mosque. Masjid Zakaria, yeah, in Cape Town. And then he said, Cape Town, inshallah. So when we go for Salat, what does Quran Sharif say? Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. So take, remember, your beauty with you when you go to the masjid, you going for Salat. You have an appointment with Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Now you go with a Bermuda, you go with a short pants, you go with your jockeys, or whatever you want to call it, and so forth, and just put the long kurta on. So go read the verse, chapter 7, Surah A'raf, and verse number 31. Allah is saying that. So will your salat be valid? No, it won't be valid. Your sides are exposed. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith. Open Musnad Ahmad Mishkat Sharif. Inna al-fakhidha awratun. That, remember that your side of the male also is part of the awra, that which must be covered. And you just wear a thobe, a kurta, a babi. That's secret. It's transparent. Just like the ladies, when they wear see-through clothes, transparent clothes, Nabi alayhi salam said, never mind Jannah and Paradise, they won't even get and receive the fragrance of Jannah. Open Kitabul Libas, the chapter on clothing and attire in Muslim Sharif. Nisa'un kasiyatun ariyatun fil akhirah. And ma'ilat, mu'milat, wa ala ru'usihinna ka asnamil bukh. That there are those women who think that they are dressed, but they'll be naked in the year after because the clothing they wear are see-through, transparent. On their head, they have the big Eiffel Tower, make the big, big buns and all that. What is the intention? To entice the opposite gender. See how we walk, see how we talk, and so forth and so on. So, lam yajidna ra'ihatul jannah. Never mind Jannah, even the fragrance of Jannah, they will not get. So each one of us, we must dress respectfully to wear clothes that had come with the short pants and Bermuda, and our thighs are exposed and all that. So that Salat is null and void, and I'ada, to repeat, it is compulsory, and wear decent, respectable clothes, remember that.
Mufti Sahab, if a lady's mahram cannot make as much tawaf as she wants to, can she make tawaf on her own?
Remember, we go to the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra. One tawaf comprises 7 circuits, 7 rounds. So 7 times you go round and round, so that equates one tawaf. So when you perform 50 tawaf, 350 times, you go round the Baytullah, man tawafa bil bayti 50 marra, kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. You come out from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So you know, Morana, very well, that we studied there same time. So in Newtown Madrasa, that time, Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri Rahimahullah, Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence, Aza min fadli Rabbi, Aza rahmatun min Rabbi. We were together with Hazrat in 74 in Umrah. We were together with Hazrat Allama bin Nuri in Hajj in 75. And then Hazrat passes away in 77. So you must remember that. So we, to sit there by Hazrat, you know, he's Jamal and Jalal and Kamal and so forth. That you get frightened just sitting by him. But anyway, I was present there when he said, Jawani ka zamana tha, hum pahar se aate the, aur yomiya 32, 33, 34 martaba hum tawaf karte the yomiya. Every day we used to go to the hills and mountains of Makkah and come down. And then we used to make tawaf per day, 32, 33, 34 times. Me and you, if we have to make 32, 33 times, then they will die. So remember that. So now you know your stay in Makkah is 5 days. So now every day, 10 tawaf, 10 tawaf, 10 tawaf. Leave the malls and leave all that places there, meeting Paul at the mall and all that nonsense. So the only place in the world you can go and perform tawaf. The non-Muslims, Tom, Dick and Mary, they ask me, why you Muslims go round the cube, round and round? They see on the TV, are you crazy? I told them, we the most sober people on the face of the earth. We don't have wine, we don't have swine, we don't have that. Yesterday in the plane, I'm just looking at the non-Muslims. From the 180 took the wine. We just look around and see. So you will see, they can't digest their food without the swine or the wine or both, remember that. So that has become their norm, remember that. For us, the wine is haram and the swine is haram. So we are the most sober people on the face of the earth. Why do we go round and round? Mr. Tom, Dick and Mary and Harry and what have you, Madam Mary? So remember that when your clothes are dirty, you place them in the washing machine. It goes round and round, comes out sparkling white. So the true Muslim, he goes round and round the cube. The Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, wal yattawwafu bil Baytil Atiq. Allah is telling every ruler, tanpur dictator, MBS and others, this Baytullah is Atiq. It is not the ownership of any government or ruler. It belongs solely, exclusively to Almighty Allah. So when we go round and round, then how your clothing comes out sparkling clean. The Muslim gets purified and cleansed from his vices and sins. So that is why we should be making as much tawaf as possible there. Now you, my sister, you want to go alone. So best is you go with your husband or your mahram, your father, brother. But if you go alone and you are dressed properly, you got your socks on, you got your stockings on, and you don't go near the Kaaba, you go on the outer circle, as Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Azwaj Mutahharat, so that it is permissible that you go alone as well.
Mufti Sahab, my marhum cousin's daughter has been getting proposals. The boys say no. We only heard recently that they are Ahli Hadith Salafi. Please explain what the religious practices are and if it's wrong.
First and foremost, who are the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah? Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the term is derived from Surah 12, verse number 108. Qul hadhihi sabili ad'u ilallah. You, ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce and pronounce to humanity and posterity, hadhihi sabili, this is my way, this is my path. Ad'u ilallah, I invite towards Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Islam, ala basirati, with firm conviction and knowledge. Ana, I. So I refers to the sunnah. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي and those who followed me immaculately. So that refers to the jama'ah of Sahaba, the beloved companions and students of the Master, alayhi salam. So when we follow Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Sahaba, we become Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So remember that we believe in the Quran Sharif unconditionally, unreservedly. We believe in the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of remember Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We believe that all the Sahaba, all the companions are entering Jannah and Paradise without an exemption. Chapter 57, verse 10, وَكُلَّهُ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. We believe in the awliyaullah. Ala inna awliyaullah ila khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. And then we believe and accept the four schools. that they are the Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. The problem we have with the Salafis, especially today's Salafis, they are the people who are wandering around, you know. In the words of Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahab, our elder, our ustad, he says they resemble the cows in India who are walking around left, right and center, all different directions. So you have Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah on top. Then you have his celebrated student Hafiz Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Thereafter you have his student Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, all you Salafis, that he wrote a book which you're trying to conceal and hide, but I have a copy. Ar-Raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madhaib al-arba'a, a refutation of those people who follow anybody else, anything else, besides the four schools of thought. So today's modern-day Salafis, they will say they follow Sheikh Albani, they follow Sheikh Bin Baz, they follow Sheikh Uthaymeen, they follow Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi. So they have their own four imams. I met all four. They hardly met the majority. In South Africa, I don't know of one person who met Sheikh Albani and is alive today. So you must remember that. So in that case, they met them. So you can, there's no comparison, remember that, between them and Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, Imamullah. So therefore, we have big problems with them. Are they Muslims? Yes, they are Muslims. But we say majority of them are Dhal and Mudhil. In Aqidah also, we have problems with them. They say, you must remember that Allah Ta'ala is physically like on the arsh. So I ask them the question, arsh is makhluk, is creation. So where was Allah Ta'ala before the arsh was created? To finish, they don't know what to answer. You understand? We say chapter 2, verse 115, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبُ فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. These are all academic discussions. For you, it will resonate with you, this. We say Ramadan Mubarak is coming. That Taraweeh Salat is 20 rakats according to all four schools. They will tell you 8 rakats, 10 rakats. CMBS, the Murtad, Shibin Shaitan. He came now and passed 5-6 years now, whatever it is, he says 10 rakats, you see. So the Ummah must follow the Pied Piper. They will tell you 3 talaqs is 1. So you must remember. You see, no. But the hadith in Bukhari Sharif and this ijma consensus of four schools and the hadith in Tirmidhi, La tajtami ummati ala dalala. My Ummah, the great scholars, will never agree on something which is astray. So it is 3 talaq, divorces is 3, not 1, like the Christians say 3 is 1 and so. Then there's masa al-khufain, I'm wearing socks now. So now they just make masa on the normal socks. They'll tell you it's permissible. So the four schools say not permissible. Like that, 100 examples, they say you can't read Quran for the deceased and so forth. We say 100% permissible. So the question arises that now your daughter said, this person, yeah, he came to propose for your daughter. So maybe your daughter is interested. Now you as a family, you are worried. You heard the ulama speaking about Salafis and so forth and so on. So my advice, must you accept it or reject it? My advice, reject it. You must remember that always there will be problems between husband and wife, then between them and the children and so forth. So they are Muslims, make no mistake. But I would not invite al-mustashar mu'tamanun. The person you're asking for mashura consultation, must be honest. So I'll give you what is in my heart. My daughter, I would give. So I'm suggesting to you, you should not give your mother under that. That is my sincere advice to you, that you should not give it under that. So now I'm leaving our house here, mashallah. Allah, Allah, the Lord of our Dr. Nazim, and mashallah, came down. Very nice outside here. My brother Hassan Badat is waiting for me here outside. So one key is the gold key and the other key is the silver key. So you see, one key is for the house and one key is for the gate, being outside, you know. So a lot of things happening here. So let me go outside and now we're jumping in the car. And Cape Town weather, very nice. MashaAllah. So we're getting on with the program, Maulana, right till we reach the masjid. Now we jump in here with brother Hassan Badat. He says his stomach and belly is bigger than his heart, you know. So, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward him also. Ji, let's carry on.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for a woman in Nifas to read Surah Baqarah and Surah Yasin for protection?
Totally haram. You can't be reading Quran, the long, long surahs and that, when you are in the state of menses, when you are in your Nifas, your postpartum, your postnatal, the leel and evidence for that, chapter 36, Suratul Waqi'ah, and that is Surah Waqi'ah, chapter 56, verse 79. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. That none can touch the Quran Sharif except those people who are in their cleanliness. So your haiz, your monthly, your menses, or your nifas, so that is najasat, is impure. So you can't be touching the Quran Sharif. And then this hadith in Tirmidhi, La taqra'u al-ha'idhu wa lal junubu shay'a min al-Qur'an, that a lady who is in a menses and a person, male or female, they are junub, husband-wife relationship took place, conjugal relationship, or they had a wet dream and so forth. So you can't be reading Qur'an. Now you want to read Surah Yasin, you want to read Surah Tabarak, all haram and not permissible. Yes, if you read the du'as, the example, Ayatul Kursi, you read chapter 2, verse number 255, but you don't make intention of Quran tilawat, you make intention of du'a. So that will be permissible. But you can't be reading a whole surah, or Surah Yasin, and Surah Mulk, and other long surahs, and say that, no, I'm making intention of du'a and supplication. So this is not considered a supplication. So not permissible, haram.
Mufti Sahab, my husband left home 4 months now, but he refused to give me my talaq or come back home. What do I do?
If the husband, he went away, a wall, absent without leave, and now he just like dumped his wife or children and so forth, no nafaka, no maintenance, shirking his responsibilities and duties, so you, the wife, what must you do? So you must go to your local ulama, your imam, go to your local jamiat and so forth, and then you can tell them that you want to talaq, a divorce. Or if he's not prepared to do that, then you apply for a fasakh, and that is annulment of marriage, because his husband is irresponsible, and it's not the first time he drink that. He just goes away, and after 5 months, 6 months, 1 year, then he pitches up and so forth and says, no, I wasn't feeling well or what and what and what. You know that one crazy guy, he said he's the Mahdi, then he said he's Jesus, then he said this, then he said the fortune that's got hold of him, or fairy tales you must remember. So you have many, many people masquerading as Muslims, but in reality they are shaitan and Satan in Lucifer form. So Islam never allows that the woman must suffer so much, that there's no income and so forth. So you have option of demanding, requesting talaq, divorce, or you go for qasaf, annulment of marriage. The ulama will try and get hold of your husband. And thereafter, you must remember, they'll have a court case, and both of you will be questioned, interrogated. Once he's found guilty, then the ulama will tell him he must divorce his wife. If he doesn't, then they will use their overriding power and make fasakh and annul the marriage. So always, dear esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah, keep on reading, Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud, Rabbana Hablana min Azwajina wa Dhurriyatina Qurrata A'yun, and Allah Ta'ala will cement and enhance our marriages. Remember that today, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Salman Yunus, 11 to 12 will be about Jamaat Islami and Maududi, and 1 to 2 Tafsir, and tonight after Maghrib, inshallah, we will be there in Masjid Darul Rahman, Lavender Hills, and that is where our Maulana Jabal Noor is, Noor Moses, and Aap Hazrat se Muaddabana Guzarish hai, ke bilkul Tariq Jamil ke paas mat jana, وہ بالکل مفسد آدمی ہے اور شیطان ہے دجال ہے آپ کے عقیدہ کو بالکل خراب کر دیں گے. My humble appeal to all of you, don't even go to the lectures of T.J. Tariq Jamil. He is a cancer. And the people who are hosting him, the people who are promoting him, they themselves are guilty of a major crime. It's either TV actors or scholars for dollars and so forth who are involved with all this. May Almighty Allah protect us, protect our Iman. We have a Masjid Zakaria. This Masjid was named after Sheikhul Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Sheikhul Hadith Mawlana Zakaria, and Haji Ahmad Nakhuda used to come to this Masjid frequently, and he suggested this name. Barakallahu Fik. Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.